This summer, I decided to go to Peru on a mission trip with my church. There was a lot of hard work put towards this trip, so I knew that once I had agreed to go, there was no backing down. It turned out that this trip helped me serve others and helped me see insights about other people and myself. I was very nervous, but in the end, it was a life-changing experience, and I am so glad God gave me this opportunity. On this trip, our goal was to spread God's love and work through fellowship, work, and the needs of others. We visited two homes for abandoned boys and played with them, loved them, and helped to bring them closer to God. When I was told this before the trip, I was nervous because I had no idea if the boys would like me or not. After the trip, I looked back to how I felt before and realized I had no reason to be worried. God had helped ease my nerves and the nerves of all the other first-timers on this trip. God asked me to do many things on this trip to serve others. First, he had me use some of my talents to serve other people. One of my talents is being outgoing. I'm very social, and I am typically not afraid in new situations. I am also usually willing to step out of my comfort zone. This entire trip was out of my comfort zone, but I strongly felt God's presence throughout the entire time. Another one of my talents is that I am energetic and have a positive attitude. This comes in handy because my positive, loving attitude was able to bring joy to these underprivileged boys. Ironically, these boys may have brought more joy to me than I did to them. This trip also helped me understand how blessed I am. People always say how blessed you are, but you truly do not understand how blessed you are until you've experienced how other people live. One night at dinner, the cooks were serving a food I was in love with, so I decided to get a very large amount. And once I was done, I looked at all the boys' plates, and every single plate was empty. Mine had a little bit of food left, and the boys sitting at my table took my food, and they split it into leftovers for the other boys at the table that wanted more food. From that night on, I got small amounts of food and would only take what I needed. And even though I am home now, I still remember that night and never take more food than I need. During this trip, I discovered some amazing insights about people. First, I discovered many insights about the boys we worked with. One of the greatest things I learned is that they do not judge. They have had hard lives, and they accept everyone. Another thing I learned is that they are all so lovable. Once I got to know the boys, they automatically treated me like family. The boys would always tease me because I didn't know Spanish and would say things to me in Spanish, and I would have no clue what they meant, but at the same time, they would also try and teach me Spanish. I grew to love all of them, and it feels like I have a completely new family in Peru. I also discovered insights about the group I went with. The biggest insight I discovered about the group was that everyone was willing to sacrifice all their time and effort for these boys. One night at the second site, some of the boys decided to give their testimonies. I was so proud of the boys that were brave enough to tell their stories to us. The first boy, who was 6 years old, told us that he was beat regularly by his father. He said, "My mother loved me, but my father only frightened me. I don't know why my dad didn't love me, because he loved my sister." He ran over to me after he had said this and fell asleep in my lap for the rest of the night. The story made me realize what hard lives these boys have had. About 5 boys told stories, and all of them became Christian in the end because they had been rescued. These boys are God's power. People say there is no way they will ever be able to see God's miracles because Jesus isn't alive on this earth. These boys are God's miracles. They are living, breathing miracles. Besides finding insights about others, I also discovered insights about myself. As I stated earlier, I am very energetic, so I was very surprised when I discovered a calmer, more understanding side of me. These boys and their stories were so inspiring that an entire new side of me came out. Another insight I discovered was that I realized I was taking some of my own items for granted. These boys would love to have a small fraction of what I own. Before I went to Peru, I was sometimes jealous of what other people had, but after this amazing experience, I am so grateful for what I have, and I will never take anything for granted again. When I went to Peru, I never expected my faith to grow the way it did. My faith has grown tremendously this year already, but Peru skyrocketed my faith to a completely new level. Neither of my parents went on this trip with me, which was really scary for me, but in the end, I was actually glad they didn't go with me. If one of my parents had gone with me, I think I would have relied on them. But because it was just me alone with the group, I really had to rely on God to help me through this trip. I really felt like I grew closer to God because I had to rely on Him so much. For my entire life, I've heard the phrase, "Be the hands and feet of Jesus, be the hands and feet of Jesus" in Sunday school, but I was never able to do it. I Christian school, so it was really hard because all of my friends already knew Jesus, and I didn't have the chance to be a witness. But while I was in Peru, and we would do anything, we would play, eat, or do anything with the boys, I got this feeling inside of me that I had never, ever felt before. I felt like I was actually being the hands and feet of Jesus. I was so proud of myself, and I cannot wait to go back and witness to these boys again. While I was in Peru, prayer became very important to me. What was unique was that we prayed in English and Spanish. This was special to me because we were able to worship God in two languages. And before Peru, I would sometimes pray at night if I was going through a tough time, but now I pray before every meal and at night. After this trip, I have been seeing acts of Christianity everywhere I go. Besides seeing acts of faith at home, I saw a very inspiring act of faith on my airplane ride home. I met this girl because she was sitting in front of me, and we realized our favorite movie was available to watch on the TV. I said, a little too loudly, "Yes, Divergent is on." And then we began talking about things we like to do. I then asked her why she was in Peru, and she told me she was here interning, being a teacher, for about a month. She told me that she was 16 and mission trips were her life. In less than 2 years, she wants to move to Africa and be a missionary and work at an orphanage. I was very inspired that she wanted to be a missionary at such a young age. When the plane landed, she walked away, and I will probably never see her again. Nevertheless, I do not believe our meeting was a coincidence. In conclusion, Peru is a life-changing experience. I have discovered insights about others and myself, my faith elevated to a whole new level, and I have made memories I know that will last forever. My life has been forever changed, and I am eternally grateful to God for giving me this opportunity.
There were many differences between me and the boys. We didn't speak the same language. I don't speak Spanish, and they don't speak English. The boys didn't have a family and home like life like most of us do. I am very lucky. Looking at how I live, I have way more than I need to have a happy life. The home provides them with the basics that they need, but they don't have much. However, they are still very happy. Many of the boys are not my age. Some are as young as 2, and some are as old as 18. From the outside, it seemed like I wouldn't have much in common with the boys, but I had a great time and felt like I was friends with everyone. But we actually did have something in common. The main thing was our faith and belief in God. I think this is the reason it was so easy to connect. They knew we were there as messengers of God and to try to help them. During our meals with the boys, we didn't know the same language, but we were able to laugh together, communicate, and get to know each other. We were there for a common purpose, our faith in God. So because of this, I was able to have a great time. One of the highlights of our trip was Vacation Bible School. Kids from local villages came. We not only spread God's word to the boys in the Ika and Kusi home, but to the other kids from the villages. Another great memory was water balloons. We could play and have fun, even if we couldn't understand each other. I was also able to play soccer and able to learn more about and have a good time with the boys while doing it. My favorite part of the bus rides and outside of the boys were Mr. Hoffman's vegetable jokes.
Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
The international mission trip to Peru this year helped my faith in God grow in a number of ways. I had to admit that I was worried about health issues and diseases that I might contract in Peru. I had to trust that I had to trust that I would be safe physically and increase my spirituality. God came through. I was also concerned about becoming sad and homesick. I had never been away from home that far and for that long. My church family, who made up our mission trip team, became my temporary family who cared for me. It made me realize how the boys at each sight relied on each other to fill the void that was created when they came to the boy's home. God used those who had gone before me many times to help me realize that I had a special purpose for being on this team. In my case, it was being able to interact with the boys with less talking and more about being active with them. I also learned about discipleship on this trip. By praying to God a lot, I found that I had a willing heart to pull my own weight. I didn't want the trip to become just another high in my life. I want to pray more, to have God work through me. I know that it will be easier to share my faith simply by talking with others, by telling others what I did for 2 weeks. I built relationships with many people in Peru, as well as the group Peru team. Played a lot of soccer, hauled many wheelbarrows full of bricks and wet brick making mud. Learned about Peruvian desert and mountain customs. Learned about a whole different money system based on soles, and had a whole lot of other new experiences. This trip helped me to want to continue to get together with Christians in Dearborn and Northville areas, to plan to carry out ways to help others in need, as well as to participate in Bible study.
Okay, so now you get to hear from the old lady, right? You get to hear from all these exciting kids, and now you put the old lady up here. Thanks. See if I can follow the great job they have all done. They've done a really great job. I'm proud of all of them. So for the past several years, you know, my family has heard about all the trips to Peru. You know, everybody comes back and they share their stories and you think, wow, that's great. That sounds really cool. And I've always thought, well, that would be kind of neat to go. Well, this year, Grace came home one day and she said, Mom, Dad, I really want to go to Peru this year. So I sort of said, oh, okay, well, now maybe it's my chance to go experience everything we've been hearing about and learn about the boys firsthand. So my family prayed about it. We decided to go. We committed. We started preparing. We participated in all the fundraising. And then we left on our adventure with our wonderful team of nine others and, of course, Kate. And thank God for Kate. Because we could not make it without Kate. And also Mike and Lynn, who are just awesome, awesome people. Our family is their family. We're one big family when we're there, and it's just really overwhelming at how well they take care of everybody and how much they care about everybody. So thank you both very much. Okay, so during the trip, we did our daily devotionals. The readings and discussion were based around faith. I think the story of Ruth struck home with me most in relation to faith and the trip. So I'm going to read Ruth chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, for my little story here. Of course, my page is turned. At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She exclaimed, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Boaz replied, "I have been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." And I think this kind of speaks about the trip and what we're trying to do and how we're trying to reach out to others who are not from where we are from. Ruth showed faith and favor to people she did not know, people in a foreign land, as they described it, people who were not her own people. Because of her faith towards these people, she was richly rewarded. So how was I touched by faith during this trip? Why was I and am I deserving of being rewarded? And do I feel rewarded? I was touched every day by so many things, big and small. but there are a few things that stand out that I'd like to share with you. One thing that really touched me that happened on the last day we were in Ica. We went to Ica first and spent the first part of our trip getting to know the boys at Ica. It was a really fun time, as you have seen from the videos and all the stories from the kids. On the last day there, we were leaving for our long bus ride back to Lima after lunch. The morning was packed full, as every day was, with a bunch of activities we had to get done before we got on the bus. We had breakfast with the boys, we passed out the prayer bears, and had our last chance to interact and play with the boys. And by the way, thanks again to everyone who sponsored the bears. As you can see by the smiles on their face, they were really a big hit, and they absolutely love them, and know that they are thankful to know that someone special is praying for them. In addition, Sabina and Esther, the house parents in Ica, wanted to show us some photos of the vacation that they had taken the boys on earlier in the year. The boys had never been on any type of vacation, but thanks to the generosity of some people here at FPC and our church family, they were able to take a trip to Chemo and some other places in Peru. They put together a wonderful slideshow to music to show us how much the trip had meant to them and how grateful they are for this opportunity. It was really awesome. The smiles on the faces in the photos were wonderful, and the laughter and excitement in the room when they saw the photos and recalled the memories from their trip was even better. And a few of the boys spoke and told us what the trip meant to them. It was overwhelming. I was in tears. One 12-year-old boy, Christian, got so choked up trying to talk about it that he couldn't even speak. It was something that they had never been able to do, and without the help of the people here, they would not have been able to go on this trip. It was amazing to see how something that we take for granted, loading 15 to 20 people and all their gear into an old van and driving literally countless hours throughout the country to take a little vacation, made such a positive impact on them. What a true reward for all the hard work, dedication, and faith that they have in Ica. As you can tell from that story, the house parents in Ica deeply care for the boys. It is no different in Coosie. One of the highlights of the visit to Coosie is bonfire night. Natalie spoke about that a little bit, about the bonfire. The house parents there, Aunt Helen and Rosa, build a big bonfire. We all sit around the fire, play music, sing songs, and then some of the boys and group members share their personal testimony. This is certainly a place I saw faith in action. Listening to 6-year-old Andreas and 7-year-old Jose Luis tell us why they came to Coosie from abusive home situations and how the people there, their new parents and brothers, have helped them. And a story from 15-year-old Edgar of how his life was headed for certain disaster because of poor circumstances and very poor personal choices had been turned around thanks to his new life in Coosie. The stories are heart-wrenching and remarkable, with a common thread, all of them being the trust and faith in God. In both these stories, the caring and faith of the house parents was so evident and important, it was truly inspiring. Like Ruth, thanks to the faith of the boys and those who cared for them, they were able to have a new beginning. But it's not only for problems or struggles as heavy as the ones that Christian, Andreas, Jose Luis, Edgar, and all the boys face that we need faith. We need it in our everyday lives for all the ups and downs and things that life throws our way. My trip to Peru was certainly not anywhere near the scope or sacrifice that Ruth or even our new friends face on a daily basis. However, I know that all of us face challenges and struggles throughout life. Some are big and others may be small, but it doesn't matter the size or seriousness of each event. What is important is that we trust in God and show our faith in Him, and He will reward us.